My name is Julie Mozi Mapatana. I'm originally from Democratic Republic of the Congo, and I live in Colorado Springs, Colorado. So we just first came here in the United States in 2000, July. In a plane, it was kind of weird because you have no idea what to expect. Because when you're in Africa, you feel like America is heaven. And you let go of your clothes, you let go of everything you have because you think you're going in heaven. It was received by IRC, agency that works in Atlanta, Georgia. And then after that, we were hand off Jubilee Partners, which are Mennonite people, and we went in Athens, where we stayed for 2 months, preparing us for culture orientation and also preparing us for regular things we can expect in America, with the school for the kids, how to shop, how to do basic stuff. In short, I don't know if I can explain how I end up with Habitat for Humanity housing. Like I said before, coming in America is a dream for everyone, especially for our family, because we have prayed for so long for God to make a way for us to be in America, and they have made it. So then we made our American dream come true in Georgia, and then we moved back to Colorado. Then we lost the house from Georgia to when we moved to Colorado, and then my husband passed away, leaving me with 6 kids. So that was my low point of life, because imagine having 6 kids, you have no income coming in, you have no uncle, you don't have no auntie, you don't have nobody in a new place. Then you're working hard. In my heart, I knew I don't want us to grow victims, because it's easy to be to fall down and look why we don't have this, where we, you know, it's easy to cry and become victim every day. But one thing had been constant, it's the love of God in my life. God had been there with us, with the kids, with myself, and he answered our prayer. So we found one sister who was saying she's moving, and she told us about Habitat for Humanity. We applied. It took a while, but at the end, they did accept us. So for us, it was like a little light of dawn coming in our house. So we knew we can dream again. We can continue dreaming, because we know we're going to have a place called home on our own. So God made a way. The things really I do like here is the education part. In everywhere you go, you'll find they care much about the education. From the time the kid can go to kindergarten, the time the kid can finish high school, they really care. And even if the kid can't really study well, there's teachers who are lined up to be able to explain to the kid what's happening, which was contrary to where I come from in Congo. School was not free. School is still not free. And it's like for people who have a little means, that's where the kids go to school. But here in America, as a requirement for a kid from age 5 or 6 to go to school until they finish high school. And the government or the education or the teacher will make sure they follow up on the kid. I really like that part. The second thing I like about this country is acceptance of anyone from different culture, from different background. You can really become whoever you want to become here. I think people say the sky is the limit, and that's true in America. You can make it work or you can make it bad. It's like, if you set the mind for to do something and you work hard and you are respectful and you follow the law of the land, you can become however you want to become, by God's help, of course. The third one I like about here is a woman also can become someone. For me, as a woman growing up in Africa and being usually a woman is a property for men. Women are not looked, they are looked down and they are not accepted much. But in America, a woman also is a person, is a human being, and is accepted in a community. For all my four girls who have finished high school, they all got full ride scholarships, not just any scholarship, paying $55,000 a year to go to school, $73,000 a year to go to school. It was not something I could done, but really, by God's grace and also the power of organized country, the power of acceptance, the power of love that this country have. Many people see the only bad part of it, but there's so many good part of this country. I try to focus more on the good part because I think what do you focus on, that's what you become. Majority, I think 99% of the people who come here, they need a place where they can call home. They need a peace. They need a dream. And that's what this country is all about. But like you all know, there's going to be always people when you welcome people. You can have 10 kids, but one will have a different heart. And yes, we can say there's no guys who have come and who have a different agenda in their mind. But it doesn't mean every refugee is criminal. It doesn't mean every refugee is not grateful for what you did. I think what this country has done for many refugees is amazing. I just feel like they should give the refugee a chance and don't look them down that they're all criminal. Many people, many refugees love this country so very much. They feel like they thank God that they get a place where they can call home, and that's what you provide for many of us. And so please don't look down that they're all criminal. No, they're not all criminal. And don't put all the sin of one person to all of them. And I think that's what's have been happening. So I try not to look that and try to look for the good part, because I still see many people who still care about the refugees.